Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakith Peris, as we present cricket and athletics for your information. Let's start off with cricket. Sadly, New Zealand bowed out with a massive defeat against England yesterday in the 2025 Women's World Cup. So, which means New Zealand played 7 games. They just won only 1 game. Sadly, they lost 4 games and 2 were no records. Dive straight into the scores. New Zealand batting first, bowled out for 168 in 38.2 overs. This does prove that they've got a huge problem in their batting. Georgia Plimmer, the opener, made 43. Amila Kerr, 35. And the retiring Sophia Devine, her last game, I reckon, in World Cup, made 23. Lindsay Smith, who opens the bowling for England, took 3 for 30. Natskeever Brunt, always among the wickets, 2 for 31. Charlie Dean, well, she bowled very well, 1 wicket for 21. Alice Capsey, 2 for 34. And surprisingly, Sophie Eccleston bowled only 4 deliveries. But then she took 1 wicket in those 4 deliveries. Fantastic performance by England, winning this game by 8 wickets. We'll have a special write-up on the exit of New Zealand as well today. And of course, you will have the match report on this particular game. Sadly, the Bangladesh-India game was abandoned. Well, play couldn't get underway because of unseasonal rains, as they said it. But ultimately, they decided on a 27-over game. And Bangladesh fared very badly in those 27 overs because they were 119 for 9 wickets. Sameen Akhtar made 36, Shabina Monstri 26, but the rest of the batters were not up to scratch. Radha Yadav took 3 for 30 and Charani 2 for 23. Now, the readjusted DLS, because it's a lessened game or reduced game, was 126 for India to make in 27 overs. Unfortunately, it started raining in 8.4 overs and India were well on top, 57 for no loss. Mandana 34 and Amjad Kaur was 15 not odd because there was an injury for the regular opener in Rawal, Pratikar Rawal, the Indian opener who made 100 in her last outing. And so India is a little bit concerned whether she'll be ready for the semi-finals coming up against Australia on Thursday. And the first semi-final between South Africa and England is scheduled for Wednesday. Interesting week ahead. On to athletics, India dominated the South Asian Games as anticipated. They had 58 medals in the bank with 20 gold medals. And Sri Lanka, mind you, a very close second with 40 medals, of which 16 were gold. And many of the who had Sri Lanka had the facilities like India in terms of the finances for athletics. And when you say facilities, even training centers that they could have given India, the big nation, a big run for the money. The other teams that countries that took part in the South Asian Games was Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives and Bhutan. But unfortunately, Pakistan were not in pursuit because this particular games were held in Ranchi in India. Sri Lanka's men's team, 4 into 400 meters, won the relay record time, 39.9. beating India. So that was that has been scripted separately, and it's a great achievement they feel. And even the Sri Lankan women won the 4 into 100 meters beating India. So that's a great achievement. All in all, it was great to see India in Sri Lanka coming second in this particular event, despite the fact that the Sri Lankan athletes have a few limitations in comparison to their big neighbors, India. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peris this morning. Have a great week ahead. I know the weeks can be very challenging, but have a great week ahead, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Thank you, and bye for now.